want to be. WGNS is live on location.
And good morning. Welcome in here to Rutherford Issues from WGNS. Rutherford Issues coming to you live here from the North Rutherford Y in Smyrna. Good to be along with you here. And, of course, Scott just mentioned the possibility of some snow in the forecast and some very cool weather. And with that, we have learned that our game with Laverne and Oakland will not actually take place tonight. So we will not have baseball for you this evening. It's going to be a very cool evening. And with the threat of some snow showers and things of that nature, they have moved the game times up to where we will not be able to broadcast. But we'll catch it down the road, that is for sure. So I hope you'll stay with us for more. We'll have more details about our broadcast schedule. We've got them online at goprimetimesports.com and the sports section of wgnsradio.com. You can check it out there. But there is about a 30% chance of snow tonight and maybe early tomorrow morning. Maybe an inch of snow. It's possible. We'll have to just kind of wait and see if that all works out. And some warmer temperatures by the weekend and warming up tomorrow, but it could cause some interesting situations come tomorrow morning. So we'll continue to follow that story and fine-tune the forecast for you. Today here on Rutherford Issues, we will be talking about Spring to Life Ministry and talk about drug addiction and its effects here on our society and continue that conversation. We've had Eric Hines on before, and we're going to introduce you to Ron Anderson as well. Here from the North Rutherford Y, State Representative Mike Sparks is actually doing some of his legislative work there in Nashville and will be unable to join us today, but has scheduled these great guests, and we're going to talk to them coming up here in just a few. So that's what we have on tap here at 10 o'clock. At 11, we'll break away for the Clark Howard Show, and at 1, it's Financial Coaching Radio with Jason Qualls. At 2 o'clock, we turn to sports. All Sports Talk at 2 and Sports Night with George and the gang at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on WGNS AM/FM. When we come back, we're going to jump into the conversation with Eric Hines and Ron Anderson here on WGNS as you listen to Rutherford Issues coming to you live from the North Rutherford Y here in Smyrna.
Ford of Murfreesboro is the 2013 Ford Fusion Hybrid and Fusion Energy Plug-in Hybrid. Fusion Energy has plug-in technology to further your charge, which means that you'll get amazing gas mileage. The new plug-in Fusion becomes America's most fuel-efficient sedan in 2013 with a rating of 108 miles per gallon in city driving. Visit fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords and we'll give you the best deal in town.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by Omnihut Restaurant in Smyrna, the Rutherford Home Shop, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Now, more WGNS Good Neighbor Events on this Thursday, March the 21st. There's a Bunko Tournament for Breast Cancer Awareness, sponsored by the Murfreesboro Alumni Chapter of Zeta Tau Alpha Fraternity, over at the Doubletree Hotel at 5:45 tonight. Don't miss it. Also, the Rutherford County Schools are presenting a success seminar from 6 to 8 tonight in the auditorium at Blackman High School. This free event is aimed at high school students and parents to offer ways to success in college. Dr. Otter, a professor of biology at MTSU, is the creator of the College Game Project and the author of How to Win at the Game of College. Practical advice tonight, and it's all free. This is a must for high school students who are college-bound and their parents. That's tonight from 6 until 8 in the auditorium at Blackman High School. For information, call the Rutherford County Schools Student Services Department at 893-5812. And the Thurman Francis Arts Academy's Drama Club presents Beauty and the Beast at 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night. Those are Good Neighbor Events.
Murfreesboro Outdoors has the boots and clothes to make your next outdoor adventure more adventurous.
For hunting season, tell us what you have.
Well, we've got the shotguns, rifles, handguns,
And these days, people look to handguns for protection and security.
We've got semi-automatics or revolvers or concealed guns or bigger guns.
So come on over here and say howdy to Randy Boland right here at the Murfreesboro Outdoors.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Broad Street next to International Paper.
Where is the best barbecue in town at 1920 East Main? The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date to Slick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, down home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue, it's the best.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And welcome back to the North Rutherford Y. We continue with Rutherford Issues and welcome in our guest joining us from Spring to Life, Eric Hines. Hey, Eric, I'm going to let you kind of start things off because I know you and Ron seems like a talker and you might not get the microphone back from him once he starts. So how are you?
I'm well. I'm well, Brian. How
awesome.
Are you, bud?
Doing good. What are you doing here with Spring to Life and who is Ron Anderson?
Well, I sometimes don't know what I'm doing. No, we're actually having a great time. Spring to Life is growing, and, you know, you sometimes wonder, is that a great thing, that an addiction recovery center is growing? You know, I've battled with that question many times, and, you know, but the more I think about it, the encouraging fact is that people are wanting help, and people are getting help, and people are changing. You know, for many years, people have thought of addiction as a incurable disease. It's something that once you've been handed that diagnosis, you know, life's over. And all you can do is hope for symptomatic relief for the rest of your life. And what we're finding is that's just not the case. God really wants to set people free. I mean, he really wants to break those chains and allow someone to close that chapter in their life. And we're seeing it happen every day. Mm-hmm. Ron Anderson is actually our pastor in the Murfreesboro campus. We have a transitional house where guys come in after they've been through some sort of intense treatment. And they come in, we help them find jobs, find work, and just help them walk out this new life in Christ. And Pastor Ron actually came to us after having some family issues that where he dealt with addiction within his own family. Ron's the only one of us that hasn't dealt with the addiction personally. And Ron has really got a passion and has a great understanding of what addiction does to the family side, the mom and dad side. And he helps us out with intakes. Just about everyone that calls meets Pastor Ron and got a great spirit about him, and he's with us here today. And but you know what, at the end of the day, this is something that God has wanted to do within our community, within our family, you know, is to give us a paradigm shift of what addiction really is. You know, because so many years we thought addiction was a behavioral problem, but what we're finding is that addiction is simply a heart issue. You know, it's not something that we get into because, you know, there's, you know, ulterior motives, or there's outside, you know, there's outside characters that are trying to come in it's a heart issue. It's basically every person has what we call basic human needs. Basic human needs are things like security, appreciation, value. And when those basic human needs are unmet, we simply go out looking for them. You know, we look for them in relationships. We look for them in finances. We look for them in our career. And when we don't find them, then there's a reaction in our life of basically an unsettlement, a thirst, a desire, a need. And so addiction really becomes the ailment that we come back with on our mission to find something to fulfill ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so, again, like I said, addiction doesn't have to be that thing that destroys families anymore, but it can, people can find freedom from this, and that's what we're seeing.
It's Spring to Life is more than a building. It's more than a facility. There's a lot that goes into it. So I just kind of wanted to, you have a Murfreesboro campus, you do things there. Are you trying to move into this North Rutherford County area as well?
We are. We actually have five campuses in Middle Tennessee. The way that Spring to Life works is we have inpatient, we have outpatient, and we have support groups. We do life coaching. We do strategic home plans, things like that. We have our first campus. Let's say someone just comes to us directly and says, hey, I've got a drug addiction. I really need some help. Then what we do is we do an assessment with them, find out how severe it is, where it's been and where they've been and where it's going. And then most of the time, we move them into what's called the Lodge. Now, the Lodge is our Cannon County campus. It's a really beautiful place. You can go to our website, www.springtolife.net. You can see the Lodge and see it's a really beautiful place. The guys come there. They wake up every morning with devotion. They have breakfast, and then they go through classes all during the day. And so that phase lasts for about 3 to 5 to 6 months, depending on where they're growing, how they're growing, things like that. After they finish that, then that's when they move to our Murfreesboro campus, which is the transitional living that I was talking about here a little while ago, and they stay there 3, 4, 5 months. We don't have a start time, stop time. We have you come in, and in your length of stay is based on how you're growing, if you're growing. And, you know, setbacks can be setbacks. But when you prove yourself and you're showing that, you know, this thing, I'm understanding it, how addiction works, and I'm growing in my relationship with Christ, then they're promoted. And so after they finish that, we also have a graduates home where guys can go that have already graduated the program. They just want to live in a sober environment until they get on their feet. We have that. And then we have aftercare, which is basically they're living either in the graduates home or at their own home or wherever they are. And they're still accountable to the program. They come in. We help them walk through a five-year strategic home plan. And so basically, yeah, Spring to Life is not just one place. We're all over the place. We're trying to just open up to what we're trying to do is this, in so many years, whenever someone came for addiction recovery, there was basically two options. You had the secular 12-step AA, you know, non-God-centered type recovery. And then, or on the other side of the spectrum, you had the discipleship, you know, just the church type program where they came in. And I'm not saying, you know, speaking negative about either one of those. I'm just trying to illuminate. Spring to Life is basically right in the middle. We have a lot of addiction recovery, talking about how addiction works, how it works in our mind, how it works in our body, what it does to our mind, what it does to our body, what it does to our hearts. And then we also have the discipleship side of it, where we try to make these guys into new disciples and followers of Christ.
Well, you know, that there are facilities that you take someone to, and they go into these programs, and you know that they're corporate run, and you're supposed to come out clean and stay clean forever.
Exactly.
And cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Is that just a money making thing, or what's the deal with that? I mean, how are you different from that?
Well, you know, I think, and again, not to speak negative about any other programs or anything, but the thing is this: the changing factor again is, those type of programs, they simply are trying to address the behavioral problems. And, you know, anyone can tell you that the content of a person's heart, what's going on inside their heart, and who they really believe that they are, how they see themselves, that sets the tone for all of their thoughts. It basically sets the stage for their thoughts to be launched. And their thoughts being launched is really making and deciding where their life goes. And so it's kind of like the heart determines the mind determines the life, right? Well, if that's the case, and we just try to do behavioral modification, then we're changing someone's behavior and leaving their heart in the same state that it was in. And sooner or later, they're going to do what their heart really desires to do. And so I think what sets Spring to Life apart is because, number one, it is a heart issue, not a behavioral issue. Number two, we don't have that start time, stop time. Most of the time you go to a program, it's a blanketed approach. You know, it's 21 days or it's 30 days, and that's it. Well, the fact of the matter is people walk in different levels. You know, they come in different places. You know, some people have been walking in addiction for years, and it's not going to be a 21-day kind of flip. And then other guys that, you know, they just now, you know, they just fell down for the first time, and they're getting, you know, they're getting a handle on it early. And so what we do at Spring to Life is we have evaluations. Every 30 days, they're evaluated. And it's just like in high school. They can have an A, a B, a C, D, or F. If they have an A or a B, they promote it to the next level, given more responsibility, given more privileges. If they have a C, then they stay in that same level again for another 30 days. If they have a D, then they're demoted a level. And if they have an F, then there's a possibility of actually being removed from the program. So, you know, what sets us apart is we literally, when someone comes to Spring to Life, there's only two ways to leave. Either you quit before it's over, or you get right, you get better, because we're going to walk beside them until they're proving and they're showing us and they're ready to change. And another thing, too, is that, you know, at Spring to Life, we don't have locked doors. You make the choice to be there. That's something you want to do and you want to change, then we want to walk beside you in doing it. Am I saying that, you know, in these other programs, people can't change? No, I mean, people can change at home. But the fact of the matter is they, what they need most of the time is someone to walk beside them, someone who can empathize with what they've went through and can connect some of those feelings that they're having to what God may be doing in their life behind the scenes. So,
Eric Hines joining us, and Ron, I think maybe I took the wrong approach.
I think you did too.
I kind of got on you a little too hard there at the beginning, didn't I?
I just left and got a Pepsi.
You were a pastor outside in a regular church at some point. Did I understand that right just a few minutes ago?
Yes, that's right. That's right. I served probably 25 years in the church world, mm-hmm. and love the local church. And as Pastor Eric had mentioned, addiction came to our home, and we thought we were doing everything right in the home, and it just happens to some families. And when we got involved with Spring to Life after a failed attempt in trying to help our son, we got involved with Spring to Life, and we basically started just going over and teaching because our son was there. And as we began to teach there, we saw transformation. I mean, just in the guys that were there. I mean, just in a few days, when they would get this message of Christ and begin to respond to that, it's real exciting to be involved in that. I tell people all the time, we're uniquely positioned between the world and the church. That's where our ministry is. And I don't know, some say that, you know, well, the church needs to get more like what you guys are doing. And I don't know if I expect, you know, folks to go that far in the church to be able to handle some of the things that we handle. It's very messy sometimes. It's not a very pretty world. And to work inside of addiction recovery, I think it takes a special calling. And I'm not polishing our halo today, but I'm just saying I think there has to be a calling to come in this world, to be able to understand I thought I knew the grace of God to the extent that, you know, God's grace is, man, it's wonderful. We preached about it every Sunday for 20-something years. But until you walk in the place of seeing addicts on a daily basis and understand that, you know, falling is sometimes part of the process and the grace that God provides in that time. And then as leaders, we have to come into that place, too, to give grace. There's a lot of learning inside of that, and it's a beautiful thing. It really is. And to see the guys come in, as Pastor Eric mentioned, we see most guys and most families when they first come in. Most times the guys are not in too good a shape, and you know, they may even be high when they first come in. And then to see those guys 7 to 14 days later, and to look in their eyes and see that, you know, as they say, the eyes are the windows of the soul. And to see that difference in their eyes is a beautiful thing. So it's uniquely positioned. We are right in between the world and the church to be able to say things to them that's just front line. This is how it is. This is the real, and to be able to say things that are very real as they have to face that.
Sure.
We're going to continue our conversation here as we talk about Spring to Life. You mentioned your website, Eric. It's Spring, the number two,
Spring, life. The number two, life.net.
Okay, .net. If folks want to head to the website, there's a lot of good information there, and we're going to kind of go over that some here as well in just a few moments. We've got to break here at the bottom of the hour. It's hard to believe we've already gone here almost 30 minutes, but we're going to continue the conversation here in just a few moments with Eric Hines and Ron Anderson with Spring to Life here on Rutherford Issues. As we continue from the North Rutherford Y, I want to say congratulations to our good neighbor of the day, David over at Meineke Car Care, receives flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts. And Kian McClain, who is 4 years old today, receives the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland. We'll be right back. Kian McClain, happy birthday to you. We'll be right back.
HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw Collection. Doug Young with City Tile.
Come to City Tile and see the new selections of the HGTV products exclusively at City Tile.
Your HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw authorized retailer. Visit citytile.net. City Tile and Floor Covering.
Turn your fingers into a microphone and talk back. WGNSradio.com is Rutherford County's online source for what matters to you. WGNSradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick Showalter.
And I'm Dr. Chad Jackson. Did you know that Middle Tennessee Medical Center is home to the Da Vinci surgical robot and that we are the first surgeons to use the robot in Rutherford County?
When faced with prostate cancer, the Da Vinci robot makes surgery an excellent option.
It allows for quicker recovery, less blood loss, and studies suggest it may be the most effective, least invasive treatment option for improving cancer outcomes.
For more information or to find a Da Vinci robot certified physician, visit mtmc.org.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through auto owner's insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
We're at the Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building, talking with Christy Sanford.
We try to keep name brands, quality things, so that you find a few nicer things mixed in with just some lovely antiques and treasures.
The Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street.
Everything ranging from clothes to pictures on the wall, household items, jewelry. We have things coming in and out.
The Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Murfreesboro Outdoors has the boots and clothes to make your next outdoor adventure more adventurous. Murfreesboro Outdoors has men, women, and children's clothing to make your camping more enjoyable.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Broad Street next to International Paper.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 223-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450. Now, the Huckabee Report. News and views from Mr. Conservative Mike Huckabee. Brought to you by...
My name is John Cunningham, owner of the Cunningham Financial Group, 895-7773.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
This is the Huckabee Report for Thursday. Even if a Facebook photo is perfectly innocent, might still spark a police raid. Details next. The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers, beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. So do what Mayor Giuliani did. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/Huckabee for details and my special 10% discount. Or just call 1-800-240-LOCK and mention Huckabee, and you'll receive 10% off your LifeLock membership. That's 1-800-240-LOCK. 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 Network does not cover all transactions, and scope may vary. Sean Moore of Carey's Point, New Jersey, is a certified NRA firearms instructor. He's a state hunter education instructor and an NRA range safety officer. His 11-year-old son already has a hunting license and has passed the state hunter safety course. So his son posted a photo of himself on Facebook, proudly holding his new .22 rifle. Well, someone saw it and anonymously accused his parents of child abuse. Police and state child welfare authorities stage a late-night raid on Moore's home, demanding to inspect his gun safe and search the house. They even threatened to take his kids. He called his attorney, who told him without a warrant, they have to leave. Moore may take legal action, and should. Meanwhile, Moore says posting a photo on Facebook is not consent for the state to search your home without a warrant. And this is the Huckabee Report.
Catch Mike Huckabee's views on the day's news every morning and afternoon here on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS. The Huckabee Report is brought to you by...
My name is John Cunningham, owner of the Cunningham Financial Group, 895-7773.
Are you taking your health seriously? Sunshine Nutrition Center is your full-range health food store and knowledgeable center helping you to achieve your health needs. You have questions? We've got answers here at Sunshine Nutrition Center, located at 621 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
That's Kim Hilsman.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Toots. Here at Toots Restaurants, one of our most popular menu items are our seafood baskets. Fried clam, catfish, and oyster baskets are all our favorites. And also, we have a fried shrimp basket. At Toots, our most popular appetizer is, believe it or not, fried dill pickles. We've been serving those for 27 years. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun!
Take on yard work with tools from Haynes Duvet Hardware. This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haynes Duvet Hardware. Pick up a Fisker's two-piece telescopic lopper and pruner set in $19.97 while supplies last. The lopper has a 1 5/8-inch cutting capacity and extendable handles. The pruner has a 3/4-inch cutting capacity and forged blade. Both have precision ground blades and non-slip handles. Hurry in for this bargain of the month at Haynes Duvet Hardware for only $19.97 while supplies last. Haynes Duvet Hardware on Memorial behind Resane Drugstore.
We're the station that focuses on things on your mind. WGNS. And this is Rutherford Issues.
And we continue our second half hour here from the North Rutherford Y. Brian Barrett joined by Eric Hines and Ron Anderson with Spring to Life online at spring2life.net. You can find a lot of information there. And Eric, while we were off the air, we kind of got into some discussion about the difference between your program and other programs, and we really kind of touched on that earlier. But really, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, what is the difference between Spring to Life and then maybe the secular type programs?
Well, the difference is what they're trying to
produce.
Pull
that up just a little closer there.
What they're trying to produce is the difference. What the end game is. Mm-hmm. The end game for a secular type program is sobriety. And, you know, most people hear that and they say that, well, that sounds good and that's what we're looking for, correct? And what we're looking for and what our end game is and what our goal is freedom. And there's a difference in the two, and the difference is this, is that a person who has simply has sobriety, then there's a good possibility that they're living with what we call circumstantial integrity. Circumstantial integrity is an integrity based on simply my circumstances, very obvious. In other words, like, let's say a person who is on probation, well, they're staying clean, they're not doing drugs because if they do drugs, then they'll violate their probation or they'll go to jail, or they're staying clean because they know, well, if I do use, then my wife will leave me or there'll be these, you know, massive consequences. Well, what happens to that person when they get off probation? Or what if their wife changes their mind and they say, you know, well, it's okay for us to get high? Well, the problem is that if your integrity is simply based on circumstances, circumstances are always changing. And so what we try to teach is absolute freedom. Because, see, God wants to set us free from the inside out. And here's what he says in Psalms 37:4. He says, if you'll delight in me, I'll give you new desires. I'll give you the desires of your heart. And so what happens is freedom is living my life without restraints because God has given me new desires, a new desire system. In other words, what I want to do has changed. And so I get to go do what I want to do. You know, right now I could go out and get as high as I wanted to because I don't want to anymore. What I want to do has changed. And that's where we want to bring these guys. Because if you're wanting to still do the same thing, if you're still really, you know, passionately in your heart, I want to go get high. I really want to go, you know, drop my integrity or go do whatever it was I was doing before. You know, you're just living on willpower. And sooner or later, you're going to do what you really want to do on the inside. But if on the inside, you truly don't want that, and God has completely transformed your desire system, what you like to do, then you're free to go and do everything you want to do. And then you find this new joy in life, this new happiness, this new peace, and you're out living, and it's not hard. And that's why I think in secular programs, you hear a lot of phrases like, well, just one day at a time, help me make it one day at a time. Or, you know, you see people talking about how tough it is. Well, it's because they still have the exact same desires. They still want to get high on the inside, but on the outside they can't because of their circumstances. So, and that's sobriety. Now, sobriety is a product of freedom. When a person is set free on the inside, then sobriety shows up on the outside. But sobriety never produces freedom. Freedom produces sobriety.
Ron, I had a pastor one time use this analogy, and it just really made a lot of sense, and it's been many years ago. But it was the fact that what the devil is going to do with you is he is going to use whatever your heart desires against you. Mm-hmm. If your heart desires drug addiction, then he's going to continue to throw that at you. And unless you change that heart, unless something comes in to change your heart, let me just put it that way, then he's going to continue to use that and use fishing as the term. You know, if you're fishing for catfish, you're going to use a worm. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever your addiction is, the devil knows exactly what kind of lure to put on that hook to catch you.
That's right. And the thought process behind that as a pastor for me for years was, the alcoholic or the drug addict comes to church, hears the message, conviction falls on him or her, they repent toward the Lord, they get saved, awesome, they're great. We're going to try to disciple that addict in a way that most like other people in the church, but actually what needs to happen is the addict is in a position that his mind need or her mind needs to be renewed. And so just for that person to come into church and get saved and to think that's the end of the process is, if you're living in that place as a leader, it's just not where it is. We have to begin to renew the mind, change some of those places, you know, that the enemy used to get in the mind. We've got to be able to learn the things of Christ and be able to shut those particular places down. Mm-hmm. And it takes a little more attention, a little more focus than most of the time the church can give. So it needs that kind of focus and attention to begin to teach them in that way, in the ways that is specific for the addict.
Well, Representative Sparks has mentioned, on this program several times before that we really need churches to be more involved.
Right.
And I agree with that, but I also see your point too. I mean, when you bring in people from all different walks of life, from the most affluent to, I mean, just the whole spectrum, it's hard, and you know this as a pastor, it's hard to have, you know, do something to bring the whole group together.
Yeah, right. You're going to have some, you know, you're going to have some older church ladies, with all respect, because I love them, they're going to pass out when they see some of the things that we have to deal with. We don't expect the good saints like that. Now, they're going to embrace and see Christ begin to work in that situation. They absolutely will. They'll get that. But there's some places that we shouldn't take them. I mean, they're just not ready for that kind of combat. So allow us to do that for you. Allow us to teach them the ways of the Lord, dealing with the messy stuff that I'm sorry that most churches just can't deal with. And that's not a slight at the churches. That's not a knock at the churches, because I love the local church. But there's a calling. There's a place where that we are that allow us to blend those guys back into your churches. We don't keep them forever, although we like for them to hang around with us. You know, we have a Spring to Life family that's pretty big at this point in Rutherford County and Davidson County. But we want to feather them back into the local churches to support local ministries. So that's what we're all about.
Right. And we also, you know, when it comes to church dealing with addiction, there's also a safety issue that comes up, too. You know, you got to think, if a person is coming to a church and they're dealing with withdrawals, or they're actually coming there high or under the influence or drunk or something, there becomes safety issues, there becomes children. And so, you know, Spring to Life is front lines ministry.
Right.
What we want to do is we want to fill the churches. We want to, you know, get these guys right where they are, because we meet people that don't know anything about God. They've never, you know, they've heard about him through, I mean, just about everybody on earth has heard about Christ now, but, you know, they've heard about him, but they have no idea what it means to walk with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for us to just bring someone like that right into a church and to expose the entire church to that sort of element, there could be some sort of safety issue. That so what Spring to Life does is we go in there right where they are, meet them right where they are with all of the nasty that goes on there, and we help them get to a place to where they are ready for church and ready for walking in maturity in Christ. You know, Pastor Ron said it really great. He said that we stand in that gap between the world and the church. And so we have a lot of pastors that call us up and say, hey, I've got this guy going on. I've got this going on here with this family, with addiction. And then we come in there and we help them walk them through that. So, yeah.
Is there a way for churches to partner with Spring to Life? I'm sure
yes.
That there are ways that if the church has a heart for this type of ministry or this mm-hmm. mission that mm-hmm. they can help, right?
Right, right. We have a lot of churches that we are their first phone call whenever someone in their congregation is dealing with addiction. One of the main reasons is because they know we're not a church. We're not out there trying to, you know, pull people out of the pews. We really are supportive of the local church. And we also take all of our guys to a lot of different churches. Yeah, people give us a call. They say, hey, you know, Pastor Eric or Pastor Ron, I'm dealing with this guy in our community, so we can come in there. We also go to their youth. I'm doing a youth revival next week with a few different churches in the Middle Tennessee area that are coming together. We do revivals in their church, talk about addiction to their youth. We also start up small groups. We're doing a small group with a pretty large church out of Nashville. We still do that here in Murfreesboro, or actually in Murfreesboro. We're in Smyrna right now. But yeah, there's a lot of different ways we help them with counseling, with life coaching, and with interventions, with small groups. So there's a lot of ways that we can help the local church.
We're talking with Eric Hines and Ron Anderson with Spring to Life Ministries, and talking about addiction. Let me give you a couple of statistics. I talked to someone this week from the Tennessee Poison Center who said the number one killer, the number one killer of Americans is poisoning. And that comes from, you know, prescription drugs, illegal drugs, alcohol. That's the number one killer ahead of car accidents, heart attacks, cancer. And that has progressively grown over the last few years. And some interesting statistics that came out earlier this week was that Tennessee, you know, like, leads the country in the use of prescription drugs, that the average Tennessean takes 17 different prescription drugs.
Wow.
That's what leads to addiction into this. I mean, it's like the number one drug that's used now. It's not the marijuana or, you know, the
prescription drugs.
You know, it's prescription drugs.
Exactly. I was looking at a statistic as well. It said that 321,000 Tennesseans have, it says that the total number of illicit drug users in 1 month period was 321,000, and it's estimated that 44,000 of those are between the ages of 12 and 17, and that 100,000 of those are between the ages of 18 and 25, and then 177,000 are 26 or older. So it is a young man's kind of thing, and that's sad because that's our future. You know, we have to do something about it. We have to have an answer to this, because if we don't, then we're going to see the same things, and we are basically setting the stage for the people that are going to be running our communities in the next generation. Mm-hmm. And so it's not surprising that's what's happening with our youth, because in what we see a lot of times is what becomes socially acceptable will become the next horrible thing that hits our community. Is because when it's okay to do it and it's okay to talk about it, then it's okay to have that kind of problem. Because when it's okay to talk about it and it's socially accepted, it's no longer a problem. If you don't see it as a problem, there's no reason to fix it.
Isn't that what happened to Sodom?
Exactly.
You know, it became socially acceptable. And we see, we've talked about this in our church, the fact that there is a television show called The New Normal, and that is about, a gay couple having someone else have a child for them.
Right.
You know, is that the new normal? And as society allows those different things to creep in and become the new normal, then that's what changes our society. That's kind of what
exactly.
You're talking about.
Exactly.
Here.
Well, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be the new normal. You know, there's in our community, in our country, most people are good people. You know, I know there's stats out there that are staggering, but for the majority of people are good, honest people of integrity that want to see a good and honest America with integrity and their community with integrity. But what we have to do is we just have to stop talking and start jumping up. We were talking about earlier a young man that you know that is actually, he doesn't have a name for his place or his organization. He said, hey, I'm going to start something. I see a pain. I see some hurt. I'm going to go out there and change something. I'm going to go out there and help someone. And that's what we got to do. We got to stop talking about it. We got to stop having little meetings about it. And we got to say, hey, I'm going to see something. I'm going to do something about it. And I don't have to have all these fancy corporate sponsors and all. I'm just going to go out. I see a need. I want to meet it.
It was 40 years of being in that same, maybe 30 or 40 years of being in that same hurt, in that same situation, and finding that freedom, which is what we've been talking about here today.
Exactly.
When you find that freedom, it's like a brand new life.
It is. And that's what Spring to Life wants to do. We want to bring that person in and say, listen, there's a new way of living here. You don't have to live like that. I don't care what society or other people have told you about addiction. You don't have to live with that the rest of your life. You can close that chapter of your life, and you can take off, man. The rest of your life can be the best of your life.
You know, Ron, we haven't really had the chance to talk a lot about your personal situation, but you have not dealt with addiction yourself, but have seen it in your family. And what I wanted to close with is, I bet that if you lined up 10 people here, maybe 7 of those 10, if not more, know
sure.
someone in their family, friend, immediate family, maybe even, let's go as far as distant family, that have struggled with some type of addiction.
Right, exactly. I forgot what the stats are, but I was just kind of to work off what Pastor Eric was saying about getting up and doing something. It's one of those things with him is, I mean, that's where Spring to Life started.
Yeah.
Is Pastor Eric had a friend to pass away and was pastoring a congregation at the time. And this friend passed away due to drugs. And he just had a holy discontent about that situation and just got up and did something. So that's kind of the nucleus of what this ministry came out of. And yes, the problem with addiction is just incredible as far as the numbers, as far as what's happening out there, family members that are trying to keep it to where they can control it and they can make some things happen. I mean, most of the time they call me, I'm kind of the front person to get the phone call with regard to trouble. And you get a lot of tears, you get a lot of emotion. I keep Kleenexes, a big old box on my desk, because when the families finally get to that place to just say, hey, we can no longer control this, hide this. We need help. It's a very emotional thing.
Ron and Eric, thanks for being here today. Spring, the number 2life.net is where you can find more information. We're going to get a quick legislative update from Mike, but thanks for being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
All right. Mike, let's find out what's been going on in Nashville. And we had a lot of great guests here today with Eric and Ron, but you have been busy there in Nashville. We got about a minute here, so tell us what's been going on.
Yeah, well, I just want to say thanks, Brian, for covering that, and thanks to Spring to Life and Eric for Hines for stepping up to the plate. You know, I hear so many stories. You know, about 2 years ago, I talked to the UT president Joe DiPietro, and he told me he wouldn't mind me sharing this. We're on the 50-yard line in the press box, the UT, watching a football game, playing MTSU, and he said, Mike, we talked about this drug problem. He said, Mike, I had to have my own son arrested. You know, and I thought there was symbolism there for him to be telling me these things, but I just wanted to say, you know, I had my drug paraphernalia bill passed out of committee the other day. Thank you to Rick, Representative Rick Womack, for helping me. What that does is just tighten the nuisance law to where the DAs can help prosecute some of these market owners that are selling the drug paraphernalia. I also want to encourage our local beer boards to continue the fight to pull some of these licenses, and that's the way you get to these guys is to hit them in the pocketbook, and that's the only way that they wake up. But I think, like, to quote the governor here recently, he said, we've got a drug epidemic we're facing. The fiscal impact is in the multi-millions to the state of Tennessee. So this is everybody's problem, not just somebody else's problem. We're all in this together.
Mike, I appreciate you calling in. Maybe we'll catch you here next time in a couple of weeks here now.
Okay? All right, thank you, Brian. Y'all have a great day, man. Take care.
All right, that is State Representative Mike Sparks joining us, and that's going to do it for our program here from the North Rutherford Y. Thanks for joining us here on Rutherford Issues. Stay tuned. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we've got the Clark Howard Show.
He's on your side. Consumer warrior Clark Howard.
Save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS.